Minister Le Maire, Mr. Diouf, may I begin by thanking the French government and the FAO for convening this very important meeting, and I'm here representing the United Nations Secretary General. I would also like to thank my fellow panelists and indeed many of you in the audience for the leadership which is being shown on this important issue. And if I may, I would like to say a particular thank you to my friend and colleague, Josette Sheeran, for the energy and dynamism that she has brought in the leadership of WFP. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, last week the United Nations declared a famine in two regions of Somalia. We believe that tens of thousands of people have already died. And if we do not act, this famine will spread to the rest of South Somalia within 2 months, and its effects could spill over to countries across the region. New FuseNet figures out today support that view. Famine is not a word we use lightly. The last time we did so in Somalia was 19 years ago. Famine reflects extreme food shortages, severe malnutrition on a massive scale, and spiraling mortality rates. We must respond now before thousands more lose their lives. This is the gravest food crisis in the world, and the numbers are getting worse. Whilst today we are focusing on the implications in terms of food, we must also remember that there are health and other implications. And this will not be a short crisis. The United Nations and its partners fully expect to be dealing with this situation for at least the next 6 months. We need to step up our assistance to people in their own countries, as speakers have already mentioned, and to the increasing number of refugees who have fled drought and insecurity across borders. And my thanks go to the United Nations and other partners who have done so much to further scale up their efforts in the last few weeks. Three UN agencies have declared this a corporate emergency: WFP, UNICEF, and my own organisation, OCHA. The situation in Somalia is particularly difficult. Peace has eluded us there for two decades. Persistent insecurity and a major reduction in food aid have severely constrained our capacity to respond, and we're working to address this. Drought, has already been mentioned, is not a new problem in the Horn of Africa, but it is happening more often. Once a decade crises are now occurring every 2 years, as I heard for myself when I visited the Somali region of Ethiopia recently. As global attention focuses upon the region, many are asking why more has not been done to preempt this crisis, to build resilience, to put in place the reserves we need, and set agriculture and livestock management on a stronger footing. The humanitarian community has been preparing for this situation, and we've been working with our development partners to help build resilience through long-running projects such as the Interagency Horn of Africa Plan of Action and Productive Safety Nets Programme in Ethiopia. We know, as Josette Sheeran has made very clear, that the situation today would be worse if significant gains had not been made in the past. But as we respond, we must ramp up our efforts to address the underlying causes of fragility and do more to prepare for what will inevitably happen again. There are no easy answers. We face declining rainfall, increasing populations, environmental degradation, and persistent conflict. Whilst our priority today is to save lives now, we must do more to link the short and longer term in terms of our interventions. I would now like to read a statement by the Secretary General which points the ways in which we can address these short and longer term issues. The statement is as follows. We gather on an emergency basis because a catastrophic combination of high food prices, drought and conflict has left more than 11 million people in the Horn of Africa in desperate need. people are now starving. The members of our high-level task force on food security and their thousands of dedicated field staff are working in coordination with national governments, the African Union, civil society, businesses, and scientists on both immediate and long-term responses. These responses to the drought and now the famine must not only ensure that people are fed, but also encourage sustainable livelihoods and food and nutrition security, especially among pastoral people. The needs are spelled out in the task force's comprehensive framework for action. Short-term relief must be linked to building longer-term sustainability. This means an agricultural transformation that improves the resilience of rural livelihoods and minimizes the scale of any future crisis. It means climate-smart crop production, livestock rearing, fish farming, and forest maintenance practices that enable all people to have year-round access to the nutrition they need. Pastoralist communities are the most vulnerable, with women and children on the front line. Providing accessible nutrition must be our top priority. To do this, we need about $1 billion for the rest of this year. So far, we have only received half that amount. I hope this meeting will encourage a broad political commitment in the African Union, the G20, and the Committee for Food Security to a comprehensive and sustained response. It is not just lives that are at stake, but the security and sustainability of a whole region. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the Secretary-General's statement. Thank you.